And George Atkins. And I mentioned George Atkins because he was the number one agricultural broadcaster at CBC. He did national radio programs on agriculture. He did international radio programs on agriculture. And when he retired, he set up, with the help of professors and of the University of Guelph and Massey Ferguson, an international, a Canadian charity in international development using radio called the Developing Countries Farm Radio Network, which is now called Farm Radio International. So even way back then, we've had a tie-in with radio on this campus. The university became a university in, I don't know, 64 or something like that, and the Radio Society was formed. And it was a student organization interested in doing radio. So that was back in 64. We'll go to the place where they actually did some of their radio shows, but in January of 1965, they started broadcasting one-half-hour programs on CJOY AM. Now, it was very common for student radio stations at that time. The local AM stations needed community projects, and so the putting something together from the campus, which was all really spoken word and current events, satisfied the local need of that radio station for its community events calendar, and we got exposure into radio. And that continued on until 1970, when we started our own continuous broadcasting. So, and I will show you the place where we were at. So if we want to talk about how long we've been CFRU, I trace it back to, well, you can say 65 if you want, or in our case, continuous programming started in February of 1970. Now, this particular building, I'm going to skip forward, this particular building was built in 1974, and so we were one of the first groups. In fact, I was the second person to occupy an office in this building in 1974. The Central Student Association had its own offices in Drew Hall. They didn't want to move, so they didn't really participate in anything related to the building of this building. The Ontarian was in Massey Hall. They didn't want to move, so they didn't really take any active participation in this building. So my predecessor, Jim Manning, he got to see the drawings of what this place was going to be like. The original specs for this place was just the back end where the studios are, none of these offices. And the architects really didn't understand this was going to be a radio station. It was kind of like a music appreciation society or something like that. And so Jim Manning, every time there was a revision, Jim Manning would look at the diagrams and he'd say, well, no. We need a newsroom. And then we would get another office. And then another design would come out and he would draw a line down the middle and say, okay, well, we need a newsroom and really an office here. And the architects would measure it. And you can't even fit a desk in that. And we would get another one. And if Jim Manning had known that that room there existed, we would have got that one too. Right? Shall we go outside? Why don't we go down this way? Here for College Royal Open House, we've had people down here broadcasting and having people come up and do a tour of the station. So we've been broadcasting from here as one spot.
Yeah.